Tate raised his hands to Logan's shirt, and this time, instead of bothering to unbutton it, he tore it apart. As the buttons popped free from the material, he yanked Logan in by the edges of his shirt, so their bodies were back to touching.
Hope you didn't want your shirt.
Fuck my shirt. Tate chuckled, and then he asked seriously.
Logan?
Logan's body tensed. Yes?
Pushing the white material off Logan's shoulder, Tate relayed his thoughts clearly.
I want to be inside you, just like last night.
He kissed Logan's neck, and when he got to his ear, he sucked the lobe into his mouth. He made sure to add,
and I want to hear my name when I make you come.
Yes, Logan thought, as Tate's mouth hovered over his ear, whispering the hottest promise he'd ever heard. Logan hadn't been lying about how much he wanted Tate. It was insane. Basically, Tate just had to look at him, breathe near him, or be in the same vicinity, and he was ready to go. Usually, Logan could control his body better, but one flirtatious comment or smile from the man currently kissing his way up his neck, and he was useless.
Feeling possessive?
He goaded, knowing exactly what was riding Tate. Not one, but two of Logan's past acquaintances had gotten in Tate's face today, and Logan knew that tonight was about two things. Want and possession. Tate was out to prove something, and who the hell was he to stop him? As his shirt landed on the floor and Tate's mouth came back to his, Logan ran his hands through the curls he obsessed over and pushed against the determined man in front of him. When Tate shoved back as though he wasn't giving up the upper hand, Logan bucked his hips forward, loving the resistance. As two hands moved between them to his belt buckle, Logan lifted his head, and Tate's tongue licked into his open mouth.
So sexy, Tate. You're so fucking sexy.
Tate's lips curved.
Where to? Bedroom?
Logan glanced over to the couch.
No, not close enough. There.
Here?
Tate confirmed as he released him and turned to walk over to the black leather couch. When he stopped in front of it, he unfastened the button of his pants, his zipper, and then sat down with his legs spread wide in sexual invitation. Logan could hardly take his eyes away from him as he kicked off his shoes. He knew what was coming and what he wanted, and it was sitting on his couch waiting for him to come and take it. Bending down, Logan removed his socks, and when he straightened, he came eye to eye with Tate, who was watching him and stroking himself. With his lowered eyelids and swollen lips, Tate looked like he'd been fucked hard already, and Logan couldn't wait for that day. He knew that once he got inside Tate, he was going to spend a good portion of his days, weeks, and months getting back in there as often as possible. Until then, he would happily take him the only way he could.
You want something, Tate?
Tate looked him over, starting at his bare feet. Unhurriedly, they grazed over his boxers to the trail of hair that pointed down to Logan's upright shaft. And when Tate's eyes finally connected with his, they were so dark they were almost black.
So, you want something?
You already know what I want. I told you.
Logan moved across the room to open a drawer in the bottom of the entertainment center. When he came back in front of Tate, he dropped a condom on the glass coffee table and a bottle of lube on the couch beside Tate's leg.
Tell me exactly what you want, Logan urged as Tate looked at the items he'd deposited.
When he brought his eyes back to Logan's, Tate reiterated, clear as a fucking bell.
I want to hear my name on your tongue.
Now it was Logan's turn to reach down into his boxers and take a hold of his straining erection.
And then?
Tate watched Logan's hand and proceeded to shock the hell out of him.
And then, I want to come all over you.
Faltering on Tate's words, Logan stepped between his legs as Tate pushed up to sit on the edge of the couch. Tate grasped his hips between those wide palms and pressed moist lips to Logan's lower abdomen.
I watched that today before work, Tate admitted against his stomach,
causing Logan to almost fall over as his fingers weaved into Tate's brown waves.
You watched what?
Two guys having sex. And then they came all over each other. It was so damn hot.
Tate watched gay porn? Oh, shit. I am so screwed,
Logan thought, because he knew he needed all of those details right fucking now. Tate nibbled the warm skin under his lips as the fingers in his hair knotted, and he knew Logan was undoubtedly reacting to what he just said. He wasn't lying. This morning, after the coffee shop, Tate had spent a lot of time going over his emotions, and by the end of it, when he had decided what he wanted, well, he'd done some research. It hadn't taken him long to find a good free site, and for the next hour or so, he'd educated himself in a very pleasurable way.
Who knew gay porn would be so sexy?
Or, more to the point, he hadn't known that watching it and imagining doing all of that with Logan would be such a turn-on. Obviously, it also excited Logan because he was practically fucking his face through his boxers. As Logan's fingers continued to play in his hair, Tate's head was pulled back, so he was staring up at the man looking down at him.
What else did you learn today?
Tate hesitated for only a second before he told Logan the one thing that had really gotten him off. It was something he hadn't thought about previously, but now that he'd seen it, he couldn't get it out of his head.
That I can take you face to face, with you on your back under me.
Logan remained silent. Tate continued.
I want you like that. I want to watch you.
The seconds following that comment were palpable. All Tate could hear was his own harsh breathing, and then before he knew it, his hair was released and Logan was straddling his thighs. It was an odd feeling to have a man slightly bigger than himself kneeling over his lap, but as soon as Logan's cock, which was straining against his boxers, brushed against his own, Tate leaned back on the couch and clutched Logan's ass, pulling him forward. As their mouths met, Logan agreed.
All right. Do it.
Tate thought about it for about 3 seconds, and then he moved. With a hand on Logan's head and one on his ass, Tate maneuvered them so Logan was lying flat on his back, and he was hovering over the top of him. Logan's mouth parted as he stared up at him, and Tate couldn't help himself from tracing his finger across his thin top lip, and then the bottom. Tate shifted on the couch until he was situated between Logan's thighs, and he felt his own erection line up with the one beneath. Stretching above Logan's head, Tate clutched the arm of the couch, just as Logan once had, and started to rock his hips. With eyes full of heated lust, Logan bent his legs on either side of him and arched up to meet him halfway. Tate heard an uninhibited roar rip from his own chest.
This is what it's going to be like, he thought,
as he continued to writhe against Logan.
When I'm inside him, I'll get to watch every thought and feeling on his face.
Then, Logan's arms wrapped around him, and his hands slid inside Tate's pants to fondle his ass, making Tate desperate for the mouth inches from his. Gliding his tongue between Logan's lips, Tate went crazy as the thighs on either side of his waist tensed, and Logan lifted his body up to drag against his own. With a grunt, Tate lifted his head.
Oh, hell.
As Logan's fingers crept between his ass cheeks and spread him while bringing him in even closer.
Damn, Tate. Feels good, Logan praised. And Tate couldn't stand it anymore. He pushed back and knelt between the spread legs in front of him. As he looked down at the man lying back on the couch, his mouth practically watered. Logan was irresistible, and Tate couldn't wait to get inside him. As Tate looked him over, Logan raised one of his arms behind him. He slid his other hand down into his boxers to stroke his erection, showing off his entire body to Tate's hungry stare.
God, I stood no chance, Tate told him in disbelief. Look at you.
Look at you,
Logan retorted, his voice pitched low, so he had to consciously project it for Tate to hear. Logan's eyes drew heavy as Tate extended his arm and curled his fingers into the elastic of the black cotton, preparing to free his cock. With a husky groan of sheer relief, Logan quickly raised his legs to allow room for Tate to pull the fabric off and throw it aside. Resuming the same position, Logan gave Tate a thorough once-over as he began to work his length under Tate's keen gaze.
Get naked, Tate.
Quickly, Tate stood and removed his remaining clothes. As his erection came into view and he bent to pick up the condom, Logan couldn't help the raw noise escaping his mouth. Tate kept his eyes on him the entire time he sheathed his cock. When he picked up the bottle of lube and unsnapped the lid, Logan took a moment to wonder where the curious and nervous Tate had disappeared to. In his place seemed to be an entirely confident man who was getting ready to fuck the hell out of him. Either way, he wanted Tate inside him. Logan widened his legs as Tate got on the couch and braced one of his arms over him so he could lean back down. As their bodies finally brushed up against each other, Logan brought his hands around to grip Tate's ass, bringing his thick shaft against his own.
You like that?
Tate continued thrusting down on him.
Yes, I fucking like it.
Tate took his lips in a quick kiss.
So testy. I'd like this position.
Jesus, you're talkative all of a sudden.
When Tate stopped the slow roll of his hips, Logan almost shouted in frustration.
I'm sorry, Tate taunted. I'm not supposed to talk.
He lowered his head until his mouth was beside Logan's ear.
I thought you liked it when I told you what I wanted to do to you.
Holy shit, Tate, I do. Never in the past had he liked talkers. In fact, Logan had hated them. He'd preferred to get the deed over and done with. As long as it felt good, why would I care what was being said?
But with each new discovery Tate made, Logan would get more turned on, and he couldn't wait to hear the next thing that would tumble out of this guy's mouth.
Case in point.
Good. Because I really want to watch your face when I slide my fingers back inside you.
Fucking hell. Do it, Logan implored.
He took Tate's lips with his own, trying to shut him up before he came from his words alone. Tate's free hand burrowed down between them, and his slick palm gave Logan's shaft a firm stroke, making Logan's back come up from the couch. He didn't linger there, though. Tate merely lubed him up enough to create an easy glide for Logan's own hand. Then, Tate trailed his fingers down until he was probing at his hole. Logan closed his eyes as Tate hesitantly massaged his fingertip over the puckered skin. It wasn't until Tate lowered his other arm and hooked it around his left leg that Logan lost his fucking rhythm. Tate steadily pressed his thigh back, stretching him wide open.
Holy shit.
Tate had been watching and learning. With his leg trapped at that angle, Logan was about as vulnerable as he could get. Not a position he particularly enjoyed, but as he lay underneath Tate, he had never been more aroused. Logan was more than happy to be this particular man's experimental body. As Tate shifted slightly, Logan knew he was open for Tate to do with as he pleased, and for now, Tate took pleasure in looking him right in the eye as he slowly slid his index finger inside his body.
How fucking sexy is that?
Tate thought, as he looked down at Logan, who was wide open and holding his hard length as his body sucked Tate's finger into his depths.
Incredible. Fucking incredible,
Tate marveled, pulling his finger from Logan, only to slip it inside again. Looking down to where his finger was disappearing into the deliciously masculine body below, Tate slowly removed his long digit and added the second. Watching the quiet, intense man, Tate slowly pushed forward until they were all the way inside Logan, and then he stopped and left his hand there.
What would make this better for you?
Logan's eyes widened slightly. It's pretty perfect as is, but if you like, pull them out and push them back in real slow. Then come down here and kiss me. Tate watched in fascination from his view as he slowly did what Logan had instructed. Logan moaned.
Again?
Tate asked, his own cock now aching with the need to bury itself where his fingers were. Again, Logan approved, even as Tate's fingers were already moving. Tate angled down over him, bringing up Logan's left leg until it was pushed back against his chest, and then he took his mouth in an unyielding kiss.
I want you so bad,
he rasped against Logan's mouth. Logan's lips slid into a provocative smile as his hips shoved up toward Tate's fingers. Then take me. Removing his fingers from the snug heat of Logan's body, Tate kissed him again quickly before moving back to kneel and grab the bottle. Looking down at the naked man waiting for him, Tate watched as Logan bent his legs and spread them wide while he pleasured himself. Tate tried to calm his breathing, but when Logan's lips parted and he told him, I can't wait to feel you inside me, it was no use. Gripping both of Logan's calves, Tate hauled him down the couch until he was directly between Logan's legs where he needed to be. Taking his cock in his hand, Tate lined himself up with Logan's hole, and then hooked his arm under Logan's leg, bending it back slightly to give him a better view of what he was about to do. Tate pressed against the rim of Logan's body and grit his teeth. He glanced up to see Logan's eyes were closed and his black lashes were lying on his cheeks. He seemed to be waiting patiently for Tate to push forward. Meeting with the initial resistance of Logan's body, Tate's heartbeat quickened as he flexed his hips and the muscle gave way, allowing him to sink inside. Feeling it the night before had been unreal,
but seeing it and feeling it, total fucking ecstasy.
Tate heard a rumble come from Logan as he sank in deeper.
What a fucking sight,
Tate thought.
It looks and feels perfect.
Fully seated inside Logan's body, Tate once again checked on the man under him to make sure he was okay. And this time, Logan told him, Move. Tate's mouth twitched. He wanted to smile, but he was too tense.
I'm sorry. I didn't hear you. What was that?
A growl definitely left the man as Logan repeated, Fucking move. A third invite was not required. Logan looked up to Tate and tried to remind himself that he was new to this. Drawing his knees back to his chest, Logan's shaft lay rigid against his stomach as Tate's withdrew and then surged back into his body. Tate's eyes were glued to what was going on between Logan's legs, and he couldn't blame him. It felt mind-blowing. He also wanted to see, and this time, when Tate slid into him, Logan reached down to his cock, and he greedily watched all the muscles in Tate's body flex.
Fuck. Fuck.
Tate was chanting over and over like a prayer. Logan had to agree. This was definitely prayer-worthy. It was that good. Logan was dying to taste Tate's lips, so when Tate's hair flopped forward into his face, Logan took the opportunity to pull on that hair as he leaned up and grabbed Tate's neck, bringing the man down with him. As Tate came to him, he placed an arm on the couch and groaned as Logan wrapped a leg up around his waist, taking Tate's mouth with his own. Logan engaged him in a tongue-thrusting kiss that drove him wild. Their tongues met while Tate's thick length moved in and out of him. Logan's left leg was still hooked over Tate's arm, and Tate pushed it back against his body, spreading him apart. As he did, Logan couldn't help the throaty curse that fell from his lips. Tate stopped moving completely and asked through labored breaths,
"Sorry. Did I hurt you?"
"No. Hell no. You're just so... so..." Logan panted. "It's intense this way." When Tate brushed a hand over Logan's hair, he felt the intensity triple from the emotion flickering over Tate's face.
"Yeah, it really is."
"Do it again," Logan urged. Tate drew his hips back and then punched them forward into him, and this time, Tate watched his face for a reaction, and Logan gave it to him. He bared his teeth and arched his back, demanding, "Again, do it again, harder." Logan yanked Tate's hair, and as Tate obeyed, Logan lost his grip on reality. Tate stared down at the man he was working his cock in and out of. Logan had shut his eyes and was fiercely stroking his own erection as Tate pounded into him. Over and over he slid inside Logan, and each time he bottomed out and his balls hit Logan's body, Tate thought he'd come right then. He leaned down over Logan and slid so far inside that he felt like he would split the man in two. Instead of complaining, Logan just urged him to do it harder and faster. So he did, and as Tate connected their mouths, he knew he'd never experienced anything more stimulating before. He felt as though he were truly inside this man in every conceivable way, including his mind. And what an experience it was. Watching every expression of lust, want, and pure need cross Logan's face was like a wet dream come to life.
"He is gorgeous."
Gone was the time where Tate thought that word didn't apply to a man. As Logan lay under him with his body open, there was no other word that fit. He was as gorgeous as he was strong and sexy. Logan's cock was long and stout and dripping all over his stomach. It amazed Tate that Logan was getting off, considering how hard he was thrusting into him. But Logan was, and Tate loved every hard, hip-fucking moment of it. It wasn't until Logan craned his neck to watch Tate slide inside that Tate felt his climax race down his spine. He needed and wanted release, but he wanted Logan to first.
"I need to come," he told the man beneath him, "but I want to watch you."
As if Logan had been waiting for him, he instructed, "Hard and fast. Give it to me as hard and fast as you can, and you'll get one hell of a show." Tate hooked Logan's other leg with his free arm and braced himself on the cushions by Logan's sides, and he started to fuck the guy as if he never would again. Hard and fast as requested, he slid into Logan, and Logan's ass clung to him on every withdraw. Tate's breathing came faster with every flex of his hips, and as his eyes locked with Logan's, he felt the hand in his hair twist as Logan jerked his cock with the other. "Ah, Tate, fuck," he shouted. Tate watched avidly as Logan came in a sticky mess all over his own hand and stomach, as Tate continued to tunnel into him. Logan continued to curse as Tate's hips repeatedly made quick, shallow digs inside him. As Logan's breathing calmed, he grunted softly when Tate pulled out of his body and quickly rolled the condom off. Throwing it aside, Tate picked up the bottle of lube and squeezed some into his palm. He then looked down at Logan, who'd raised his arms back over the couch, with his cock lying against his body now covered in cum. That was all the visual Tate needed. Grasping his throbbing erection in his hand, Tate watched the satisfied man under him. Logan lazily ran his gaze over him as he lowered his fingers and started to rub his cum into his body. Without a word, Logan lowered his hand to cup Tate's balls. As soon as his warm, wet fingers touched his flesh, Tate's lips parted, and he shouted a loud, satisfied sound as he, too, came all over Logan's stomach and chest. As his breathing slowed, and his eyes found Logan's, Tate licked his lips and continued to milk his cock until every last drop was on the man under him.
Fuck, Tate managed on a shaky breath.
Logan sighed, fully satisfied, and placed both hands behind his head.
We've definitely done that. You're phenomenal.
Logan crooked a finger up at him and invited, Come here. Tate leaned down over Logan, who brought his legs up to entwine them with his, and their bodies joined together with the sticky evidence of their arousal sliding between them. Logan took his mouth in a sensual kiss. When he pulled back, he whispered against Tate's lips, That was phenomenal. Tate hummed in agreement against Logan's mouth. Then he finally voiced something else he'd been thinking about.
Maybe next time you can do that to me.
Logan pulled Tate's head up by his curls.
What did you say?
Tate grinned down at him.
Maybe next time you can do that to me. Well, maybe not that hard, you know. Being that it will be my first time, and it will probably...
Tate, Logan interrupted.
Shut up for a minute. Do you mean it?
Would I be this fucking nervous if I didn't?
Tate asked. Logan smiled and raised his eyebrows.
I don't know what porn site you watched this morning, but if this is the result, we need to buy a subscription.
Tate chuckled, moving against Logan's body.
I learned a lot of things.
You did, huh?
As Tate nipped Logan's mouth, he nodded.
Yep. Let me tell you about it, and then we can see if there's anything you want to try.
I can guarantee that anything coming out of your mouth is going to be something I want to try. I'm easy, remember?
I do seem to remember something like that.
Tate lowered his head and rested it against the large chest under him. He thought about how weird it should have felt. But as Logan's arms wrapped around him, it didn't. It felt right.
Is this okay?
Tate questioned against the short hair on Logan's chest.
It is until you say otherwise.
Tate couldn't have said why, but that small whispered reply hurt his heart.
Chapter 21.
The following morning, Tate woke with a raging hard-on and a warm tongue on the inside of his thigh. With his eyes closed, he slowly spread his legs farther apart and felt his mouth tug into a smile as a low laugh reached his ears.
Sure glad you're straight, Tate.
Gay guys never let me do this. Tate opened his eyes and looked down to where Logan's chin was resting on his thigh.
I highly doubt that. You really do only shut up when your mouth is busy, don't you?
You like my mouth. Logan licked across one of Tate's balls. Admit it. Tate's hips arched toward the teasing tongue as he answered with a soft groan.
It has its good points.
Logan opened the mouth in question and drew his tongue across the base of Tate's cock.
Very good points, Tate stressed.
Logan raised his head and winked up at him. He shifted to place his hands on the bedding next to Tate's hips, rising up over him.
Give it to me, he suggested.
Tate reached down and pointed his erection up at Logan, who then lowered his head and sucked the tip into his mouth. Letting out a heavy sigh, Tate raised his other arm back behind his head, plumping the pillow up, so he could watch what was going on between his legs. Logan was on his knees, and Tate watched as a hand brushed his aside. And when a firm palm took its place, Logan's hot mouth drew him all the way inside until his nose was touching Tate's short curls.
Holy fuck,
Tate thought, as he raised his hips and moved his free hand to the back of Logan's head. As Logan removed his lips and started to suck the swollen head, Tate wondered why he'd ever questioned getting head from this guy. Logan's eyes flicked to his as he swirled his tongue over the slit, and then he licked his way down the underside of his shaft until he reached his balls. With a quick swipe over them, he came back up and swallowed Tate to the root.
Oh, Jesus, Logan,
he called out as he palmed the silky black hair in his hand. Logan drew back up and off him. With a demonic grin, he darted his tongue out and tickled the underside of Tate's cock.
Love sucking on you.
Tate closed his eyes, deciding that was the only way he would last longer than the 30 seconds he figured he had left in him with Logan's teasing. Bending his left leg back felt natural to Tate as he widened his straddle and pushed himself closer to the mouth feasting on him. When a groan came from between his thighs, he figured Logan approved of this new position as well. That was confirmed when a large hand clamped onto his shin and pushed his leg farther up onto his chest, keeping him open and in place. Logan drew his mouth off of Tate's luscious cock and watched as Tate opened up for him to play, and he planned to take full advantage. With one hand on Tate's leg and the other on the mattress, Logan lowered his head and took one of Tate's balls into his mouth. As he gently sucked on the sack of skin, he heard a grunt from above, and when he pulled his mouth away and released the tender flesh, a sigh reached his ears. Several times he repeated the move, stopping only to lick across the base of Tate's solid erection. He could see the pucker of Tate's ass, and it was calling to him to come and take it. But he knew he'd have to move slowly, or Tate would put an end to it before it even began. Looking up to Tate, Logan watched him stroke himself and then leaned back in, touching the tip of his tongue to Tate's rim. Tate's eyes flew open, and his body tensed as he tried to move, but the hand Logan had on his leg and the look he aimed up at Tate held him in place.
What the?
Tate questioned as he stared down at him.
Trust me.
Logan blew a breath of air over the wet skin he'd just licked. Tate's ass clenched, and he cursed, causing Logan to close his own eyes to keep his desire in check. As Tate flopped back down on the pillow in defeat, Logan took that as a sign, and he repeated the move, flicking his tongue out to tease.
What the hell are you doing to me?
Tate groaned.
I'm gonna make you lose your fucking mind, he promised.
Logan lowered himself to the mattress, so he could bring his free hand up to Tate's body. With a finger against Tate's ass, Logan eyed him as he licked the pucker. Tate's hand was desperately jerking himself now, as he watched what was going on. Pushing his leg up a little higher, Logan got a great angle and tongued his way up to his balls, where he sucked one into his mouth as he pushed his finger inside Tate. He heard Tate shout out his name, but Logan didn't stop what he was doing. Instead, he sucked and kissed his way back to where his finger was penetrating Tate, and sucked around it, making sure to keep Tate's hole nice and wet.
Your mouth is going to kill me.
As the words hit Logan's ears, he shoved his finger back inside and... Oh, yeah, there you go, Tate. He grazed it over Tate's prostate, causing his ass to clench Logan's finger as his hips snapped up hard. Logan continued fingering him while his tongue devoured him, and it took less than a minute for Tate to come on a loud bark, his cum shooting out all over his stomach and chest in creamy spurts, which made Logan want to come up there and... Oh, fuck it. Removing his mouth and fingers from Tate's body, Logan crawled up between his thighs and licked up the cum leading from Tate's navel to his nipple. When he was finally hovering over the shocked and satiated man, he greeted him. Morning. As Tate's mouth fell open as if to answer, Logan couldn't help but kiss him. He wasn't sure what kind of response he'd get, considering he'd just cleaned up the guy's stomach with his tongue. But Tate grabbed the back of his head and aggressively returned the gesture. When he was finally freed, Logan announced, "I've got to go to work." And then he rolled off the bed. As he made his way over to the bathroom, he heard Tate call out his name. He stopped and turned to see Tate lying exactly the way he'd left him, naked with his legs spread and a glistening stomach from his mouth. "Yeah?" he finally responded.
"What about you? Don't you want to?"
"Oh, I want to. But I don't have time. I do, however, plan to use my hand in a 5-minute shower very well." Tate's gaze lingered over him.
"Want some company?"
Logan gritted his teeth. "Of course. The day you get experimental is a day I have to go in early." Tate climbed out of the bed and started walking over toward him.
"Okay. How about I just stand and watch?"
Logan shook his head. "No."
"No?"
Tate asked as he got closer. Taking a step back, Logan made it into the bathroom. "If you stand and watch, it will take me a lot longer than 5 minutes, and I need to go." Tate started laughing as Logan began closing the bathroom door.
"Seriously, I can just watch and not touch, you know."
"Oh, I'm sure you can," Logan agreed. "But I can't." He shut the bathroom door and locked it for good measure.
"You're late,"
were the first words Logan heard as he stepped off the elevator. With his briefcase in one hand and a coffee in the other, he glared at Cole. "You don't say."
"You know you were supposed to be here early. Mark likes you. He works well with you."
"What? Did you pull the guy? Should I expect a proposal? Jesus, Cole, I'm only 10 minutes late." Cole took his briefcase from him and gave it to Jane with a restrained smile.
"Can you please get this to Mr. Mitchell's office? He needs to get to the conference room immediately."
"Yes, Mr. Madison."
"Cole, Jane," Cole reminded his personal assistant as he did every day.
"Yes, Mr. Madison,"
she repeated back with a smile.
She moved around them to make her way toward Cole's office. Logan frowned and unbuttoned his jacket.
"Why do you even bother? You know Jane will never call you by your name."
Cole nodded.
"That's not the point."
"No? Then what is?"
Logan asked as they started walking toward the conference room.
"The point is for her to always know that she can."
Logan stopped and turned to face his brother. Cole shrugged.
"It's our thing."
Laughing, Logan took a sip of his coffee.
"Your thing? I wasn't aware that you two were dating."
Shut up. Rachel says it's sweet.
Rachel doesn't count. She sleeps with you. Of course she thinks it's sweet.
Cole narrowed his eyes and took the coffee cup from him.
Go in there and run your mouth where it will actually do us some good.
And where are you going?
To call my wife. I now feel the need to hear about how sweet she's going to be to me later.
Logan lifted his arm and looked at his watch. You're calling the wife this early? Cole raised a brow.
Yes. Unlike you, I was here on time.
Logan reached out and twisted the handle, but before he opened the door, he smirked at Cole.
Well, I always said you were the boring one. I'm only 10 minutes late, and I already had something sweet today. I left him naked in my bed. Have a nice phone call.
Tate had showered and dressed after Logan left, and he was now standing in the man's kitchen, drinking a cup of coffee. His damp hair was cooling against his neck, and as he looked around the condo, he found himself trying to learn about the man who lived there. The first thing he noticed was the lack of photos. There wasn't even one.
Not so unusual,
Tate thought. He didn't have any photos up either, but then again, he'd only been living in his crappy apartment for a short period of time, ever since directly after his divorce. Putting the cup down on the counter, he ran a hand through his hair.
Am I really considering taking this all the way?
As he looked at the couch and remembered last night, not to mention this morning, he knew that if they continued, then yes, he would eventually need to find a way to tell his friends and family.
I mean, what's the alternative?
There wasn't one, and Tate knew when it came to Logan. The feelings he was starting to have were already starting to escalate. Moving over to the couch where Logan had put his jacket, Tate heard his phone start to buzz. Pulling it out of the pocket, he noticed he'd missed...
Oh, fuck.
6 calls. While taking his cigarettes out of the other pocket, he answered the call and brought the phone to his ear.
Tate?
His mother greeted him. Tate sighed.
Hi, Mom.
Where on earth have you been? I've been calling you since last night. I thought maybe you forgot to pay your bill and they turned your phone off.
Tate wandered over to the door leading to Logan's balcony. He unlocked it and stepped outside. Leaning back against the wall, he crossed his legs and looked out at the building next door, wondering if he could see inside if he looked hard enough.
When has that ever happened?
Well... Okay, never,
his mother answered. He could hear a drawer being opened and what he thought were utensils being moved around.
Then why would it happen now?
Tate pulled a cigarette out between his lips and grabbed the lighter. Holding the phone between his ear and his shoulder, he waited.
I don't know. Why else wouldn't you answer your phone?
There was a pause as Tate tried to think of a likely reason. Other than the real one. Unfortunately, he wasn't quick enough.
Were you on a date?
No.
Did you have a woman over, and that's why you couldn't answer?
Mom? No,
Tate stressed. But it was beyond containment.
What's her name? What does she look like?
Tate took a long drag of the cigarette and closed his eyes, picturing his date from the night before.
Yeah, somehow he didn't think his mother would appreciate that his date was around 6'2" and had dark stubble to match his short black hair.
Oh, not to mention, Mom, his dick is slightly longer than my own. Yeah, maybe not. Mom, there was no date.
Tate could hear some water running and knew that his mother must be in the kitchen cooking. She loved to bake, and that was his opportunity to get the hell out of this sticky conversation.
What are you cooking?
Don't you try to change the subject, William Tate Morrison.
his mother warned jokingly, pulling out the full name card.
There is no subject.
Then, as if she could see through the phone, she asked,
Are you smoking?
Tate gritted his teeth.
I'm going to hang up the phone, just so you know in advance and don't get mad.
Don't hang up, don't hang up,
she grumbled.
Are you going to quit hassling me?
I suppose. But don't worry. I promise not to tell everyone that you're seeing someone.
Tate's jaw started to tick. The woman was as stubborn and pig-headed as, well, himself.
I'm not seeing anyone.
Okay, son. You'll bring her around when you're ready.
His mother paused and then asked,
So, what time will you be here Sunday?
Tate rolled his eyes and told her a time. Hanging up the phone, he chose to ignore the nervous thumping of his heart at the mere thought of bringing Logan anywhere near his family. In fact, to settle his nerves and any lingering doubt he had, Tate selected Logan's name on his contacts list, opened up a message box, and began typing.
I'm convinced my shower would have been so much better with you in it this morning.
Logan had just sat down at his desk when Cole wandered in and shut the door. What now? He asked. Cole walked over and sat in the chair opposite him.
Tell me how it went.
Breathing out a sigh of annoyance, Logan leaned back and brought his ankle up to rest on his knee, tapping his fingers on the wood. Well, I walked into the conference room, offered him a blowjob, he accepted, and then we signed the papers. Cole remained silent, obviously not believing him.
Oh, fuck off, Cole. Why do you suddenly need a play-by-play? We signed the client, so get off my ass.
Maybe if you'd said that this morning to Mr. Morrison, you would have been here on time.
Logan's mouth fell open, and the words he was about to say got stuck. When his phone vibrated on the desk, he glanced at the message quickly and saw that it was Tate. Knowing Cole would not be leaving anytime soon, Logan looked back to his brother as he absently hit a button to ignore the message. He'd call Tate back as soon as his over-attentive business partner left. That was last night's activity, if you must know. And aren't you the comedian today?
I try.
No, you don't. Ever. So what gives? Cole tilted his head to the side.
You were with the bartender, huh?
Logan sat forward and clasped his hands together, glaring across at Cole.
Yes, counselor. I know you're not stupid, so you already know all of this. Get to the point.
Cole raised a hand and stroked his chin with a shrug.
Bit messy, don't you think?
Logan knew exactly what he meant, but he'd had just about enough of Cole's veiled comments.
Sure it is, but he's so much fun to lick up, and he's so vocal. Oh, yeah, Logan.
Tate stared at the phone in his hand and felt something between panic and burning rage. Surely what he was hearing at the other end was not what he thought it was, but as he watched the seconds on the display change, it was confirmed. The call from Logan was definitely connected. When his message had first gone through, his phone almost immediately began to ring. Sitting down on the couch, Tate had relaxed back into the leather, thinking he was about to talk with a man who'd left him in bed this morning. Instead, he was sitting on the couch, listening to...
What? A conversation between Logan and...
Tate could only assume.
Cole?
One in which Tate was not only the central character, but also the comedic relief. Cole didn't even flinch at Logan's reenactment. After years of knowing one another and working together every day, Logan figured it would take a whole hell of a lot to shock his brother. Instead, Cole asked,
What are you doing with this guy?
Logan couldn't help himself. Well, last night, he was actually the one who did...
Logan?
Yeah?
Stop fucking around and answer me. I walked in on you doing and being done all through college. I hardly think I'm going to be horrified now, so cut the crap. What are you doing with this guy?
Logan glared at Cole. The asshole is right. He knows me better than anyone. I'm just having fun, okay? It's nothing serious. Just the usual.
Cole's eyes pinned him in place as he sat forward in his chair.
Really?
Yes, really. Do you even remember what fun is?
Kind of, yes.
Cole answered stoically, not a smile in sight.
Does he know he's just a piece of ass?
Logan frowned, discovering he hated that fucking description. But he offered no defense. He didn't need Cole all over him about this.
How is this your business? And yeah, I'm pretty sure he knows we aren't running out to buy wedding rings.
You know, it's okay to admit that you like the guy.
Logan shook his head.
He had no idea why Cole was being such a pain this morning, but it was getting really damn aggravating.
What the fuck, Cole? Get off my case, would you? I have dated before.
When? College?
Maybe,
Logan replied vaguely, knowing of only one other person he ever had dated. Cole stood and placed his hands on the desk and looked down at him.
If you mean Chris, that is not dating. That was fucking hiding, lying, and then him bailing like a pussy when everyone found out. And he was gay.
Logan sat back at the anger on Cole's face. He had been referring to Chris, but he hadn't really wanted to rehash it. Especially not that way.
It wasn't that bad.
Yes, it was.
So, I will ask you again,
Cole began.
What are you doing with this straight guy? You know how things like this end, and I don't know why, but you always end up giving a shit about the wrong people.
That's not true, and it doesn't matter. I told you, this isn't that serious.
As soon as the words had left his mouth, Logan recognized them for the lies they were. But he wasn't about to confide in Cole, not when he was royally pissing him off. Tate wondered how he hadn't hurled his phone across Logan's living room as he glared into the brightly lit surface shining back at him. He was livid. With every word that passed between these two, Tate's temper rose, and the trust he'd been so reluctant to give crumbled. Not sure how much more he could listen to, Tate was about to end the call when Cole's voice came through the phone, breaking the silence.
After Chris, you have not had one serious relationship. You fuck and run, and the first person you decide to focus on is straight?
Tate sucked in a breath. He didn't want to hear Logan's response, but he also found it impossible to ignore.
You know, when you got married a week after knowing Hot Cheetah Pants, I wasn't this much of an asshole.
No, but you were quick to point out how I tied myself to one person. Just make sure the person you decide to put all your effort into is the right person.
You're really starting to piss me off.
For once, Tate had to agree with Logan. Cole was really pissing him off, too.
Am I? Truth hurts, huh?
Whatever. What's your point, if you even have one?
My point is, Logan, don't delude yourself into thinking he's going to magically switch teams.
Well, thank you, Cole, for being so damn supportive. Good thing I'm not delusional.
Still furious, Tate pushed aside his own anger and disappointment for a moment. He thought he'd caught something in Logan's tone, but before he could pinpoint it, it was gone. Logan wanted to hit something, and he was afraid if Cole didn't leave, it would be him. So he advised,
"You know where the door is. Why don't you go and fucking use it?"
Cole stood and walked over to where Logan was now standing behind his desk. Logan hated that he had to look up, even slightly. When he did, he saw a flash of sympathy cross Cole's face, and he almost gave in to the urge for violence.
something he hadn't done in years.
I said, get out, he repeated.
Cole shook his head. Don't become someone's mistake.
Why? It's what I'm good at. I was your father's biggest mistake.
Logan knew it was low, and he knew the blow was uncalled for. But Cole was hitting too close to all of his fears and insecurities. When Logan was cornered, he always fought dirty.
That was low, even for you.
Are you really surprised? Now, get out.
Cole turned on his heel and left the office, leaving Logan just the way he wanted to be. Alone. As he moved over to the window, he wondered when exactly he had decided that being alone was all he deserved. Tate hit end on the call and threw his phone on the couch, cursing Logan and admonishing himself.
How could I have been so damn stupid? This whole thing had disaster written all over it from the beginning.
But after last night, he'd thought.
What? That Logan was serious about all of this? That he cared? Well, there you go. There's your fucking wake-up call. Loud enough for you?
Tate tried to block out everything he'd heard, and he jumped slightly when the phone beside him started to ring. Looking down at the screen, he saw it was Logan. He picked it up and hit answer, but he remained silent.
Tate, you there?
Tate closed his eyes and turned to lie down on the couch.
Hello? If you don't answer me, I'm going to call the cops and tell them to go check my condo just in case you were attacked or—
Shut up, Logan.
Tate finally cut him off. He wasn't going to lay there and act like everything was fine just because Logan was putting on one hell of a show.
What's wrong with you?
Logan had the audacity to ask. Tate couldn't help the snide tone that crept into his voice.
Oh, nothing serious.